woman that he worked with that was accusing him of all kinds of sexual perversions, and he was married at the time. And I mean, it was the biggest investigation into a nomination of a Supreme Court judge that you'll ever hear. And he got the lowest grade from the American Bar Association of anyone that was ever nominated for the Supreme Court. So I mean, compared to Ginsburg, this guy flunks on every question, if you're following what I'm saying. But he was accepted as a justice for the Supreme Court. You know what the first thing that he said was? I want to thank the sisters for believing in me, because he was raised in a Catholic school when he was young, and it was those Catholic nuns that had placed the confidence and the well-being in him that he needed to arrive at that position. Brothers and sisters, those things aren't an accident. Now, let me ask you this. This is a test question if you've been awake enough to follow what I'm saying. Why didn't Ginsburg get confirmed? Highest record? Only smoked marijuana one time, not continuously through college. Lots of things to read. Highest grades. Why didn't he get elected? He's Jewish. He understands Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Satan has been making his march upon the United States and putting things in place, and they are in place. They're there. They're there already. Now, this is from to see where we're at in jurisprudence in the Supreme Court in the United States today. I don't know how much you heard about the presidential election. Were you getting bombarded with that over here like we were in the United States? Okay, well, some of the information that was coming out of that is that all courts should be free from political influence, but if any court should be free from political influence, it should be the Supreme Court of the United States. That's one of the purposes of them being elected for life. They don't owe anyone anything once they're in there, and it was really built into the Constitution for that purpose. And this is from last year in November, from once again this magazine, although you could get commentary from newspapers on this. A Roman Catholic bishop has urged 6 members of the U.S. Supreme Court and top government officials to allow greater cooperation between church and state. Speaking at the annual Red Mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C., October 3rd, Bishop Raymond Boland of Kansas City said, Is it possible to hope that, as we enter a new millennium, church and state in our land and even in the international world may subscribe